Hi, my name is Sheila Singh, and I'll be guiding you through your meditation today. It'll be a practice of shamatha, a meditation, which is also known as concentration meditation. So just using the breath as a way to kind of focus and gather our attention. So we'll just begin to become familiar to the breath, attend to it. And anytime we've discovered that we have drifted away from the breath, something has taken us away. It can be a thought, an emotion, a sensation, something in the environment. In that moment, with as much kindness and patience and care, we'll just redirect our attention back to the breath. And we'll kind of thread in a component of loving kindness into the practice. So as we are following the breath, we can use a loving kindness statement or mantra. It can be a single word or it can be a phrase. It's something simple like, may I be at peace, may I be at ease. Something that is meaningful to you, so you can choose what resonates with you today. And you can choose to offer the phrase to yourself over one breath cycle, you know, may I be at ease. And then on the next breath cycle, perhaps offering it to all those around you. May we all be at ease. So we'll just stay with the repetition of this phrase as we're anchoring to the breath. When we're drawn away, just kindly choose to return back to the breath and the repetition of this mantra. So take some time here to find the seat for your meditation. It could be sitting on the floor with the hips elevated. You may choose to sit on a chair today. You may choose to lie on your back. And take time to refine your seat so that you can feel a sense of alertness as well as grounding, right? Anchoring to this moment, here and now. And as we begin our meditation, I'll offer you a quote by Thich Nhat Hanh. Meditation is offering your genuine presence to yourself in every moment. So it's really a simple practice. At the same time, can be quite challenging. So here we'll set a gentle intention of offering ourselves genuine, loving presence in each moment. And not only for the benefit of ourselves, but ultimately for the benefit of those around us, right, without condition. So begin to follow your breath exactly as it is, no need to change it. Perhaps even choosing a single point of attention towards your breathing, maybe tip of the nose, center of the chest, center of the low abdomen. And then as you begin to anchor and center into your breath and the experience of it, really not thinking your way through it too much, but just allowing yourself to experience the breath as it is. Allow a few moments here for some offering of loving kindness, some statement, a single word perhaps. And as something comes to mind and heart, you can begin to offer this word or phrase to yourself and then alternately to those around you. Just over and over again, offering this essence of loving kindness. And again, any moment you realize that you've drifted away from this offering and this presence to your breath, in that moment, just kindly choose to come back to your breath. The repetition and the essence and the energy of this phrase or word that you have chosen. So I'll allow you to practice silently from here, and I'll come in about halfway just to offer a little support, and then I'll kind of draw you out with three rings of the bell. So we're more than about halfway through. So you can just remain committed to your practice. You can continue to offer your phrase or statement of loving kindness. Or you can also just stay with the energy, kind of the essence that is evoked or that has already been evoked from those phrases. So you can release the phrase if you'd like and just remain attentive to your breath and with the energy of the loving kindness you have already offered. I'll take you out with three rings of the bell. So take a moment to bring your hands together in front of the heart. And I encourage you to see if you can take this quality of loving kindness really off the meditation cushion. The Buddha once said, the most important moment in your meditation is the moment that you get up. Right, the moment that you begin to extend these qualities and this kind of presence through the day-to-day. You know. So with that in mind, thank you so much for practicing today. Just bowing a clear mind to an open heart, grounded being. Namaste.